I've got Esther Adley on the line from the police march in central London. What's the atmosphere like there, Esther?
It's really good-natured. Quite noisy as these things are from a helicopter overhead. I think it's probably a media helicopter rather than a security helicopter. But the march is very peaceful. There's no chanting, obviously peaceful, but quite subdued. But I think quite a lot of determination as well from people on the march. Walking purposefully, I would say, and very keen to get their point across.
And what are they saying to you about why they're there?
Well, there's, I would say, a kind of polite anger is probably the best way to sum the mood up that I have seen. People feel that, as one person said to me, it's the straw that broke the camel's back, really, with cuts and changes to their pension contributions, changes to their age of retirement, potentially, and obviously then the question of whether their own jobs may be at risk. I met one officer who had come straight off a night shift in one London police station and was going back onto another night shift this evening, and he basically said, look, this is the sort of thing that we do every day, put ourselves in the line of fire. He meant metaphorically, but you know what I mean, put ourselves at risk in sometimes very unpleasant circumstances. They're saying, you know, we're happy to take our share of the cuts, but we feel overly put upon by this combination of measures that are proposed.
And there are police officers obviously policing the march. How are they getting on with the police officers who are on the march?
Well, it's quite funny. I literally just saw a chap in jeans and a black t-shirt, which is pretty much the uniform of all the off-duty non-uniform officers, spotting a friend of his in a fluorescent jacket who's policing the march. He went, all right, mate. called him over, and the pair of them had a little chat. So, I mean, you know, that's the relationship between those policing. I doubt there'll be a kettling incident at the end of the day. But it's quite interesting to see that, obviously. There's a small group of occupied protesters near the front of the march who are wearing plastic, old-fashioned police helmets. And they've had, as one said to me, a mixed reaction. They said they're not here taking the piss. They're here to sort of support the police's call for a right to strike, which they feel is a more democratic measure. But I think one or two of the officers here feel it's not really quite in the spirit of it. So there's been a sort of slightly mixed reaction to that, I would say.
Right. Okay, Esther, thanks very much for that.